SBS Radio.
Lahat ng Australiano ay may karapatang sumama bilang aktibong mamamayan sa paghubok ng lipunang tinitirhan nila. Sa kabila nito at dahil sa nagdaang traumatikong karanasan, ilang bagong migrante ang maaaring natatakot magsalita sa publiko at hindi alam kung paano umaandar ang proseso ng demokrasya. Pakinggan natin ang ulat na tinipon ni Wolfgang Mueller na isinali namin sa wikang Pilipino. May 200 taong makasaysayan ng Australia tungkol sa partisipasyon ng mga mamamayan. Ayon sa profesor ng Sydney University, Maury Print, matagal nang ginagamit ng mga Australiano ang kanilang desisyon upang magkaroon ng epekto sa araw-araw na pamumuhay ng walang takot o parusa.
Absolutely. In fact, if anything, we would encourage it because this shows that people are interested in the process and they have contributions to make. They can join community organizations to assist other people, volunteer to help others. They can participate in joining political parties. All of this is open, it's free, there's no repercussions if you don't want to, and there's certainly no repercussions if you do.
Ang pagiging sanay sa malaya at bukas na palitan ng opinyon at para maging kahalo sa mga gawain ng komunidad, ito ay hindi madali para sa maraming migrante. Si Davey Nguyen ay isang dating refugee mula Vietnam. Nailigtas siya mula sa isang bangka ng asylum seeker nang may 8 taong gulang pa lamang. Ngayon siya na ang pangalawang pangulo ng Vietnamese community sa Sydney at tumutulong sa mga batang negosyanteng migrante upang makapagsimula ng kanilang karera sa negosyo. Sinabi ni Davey na maraming mga bagong dating ang natatakot magsalita sa publiko at gumawa ng panindigan sa mga issue.
A lot of migrants are afraid of politics because they're scared that if they wanting to express their views, they might get penalized, they might get punished. Because these are kind of things that they left behind in their war-torn country. But for now, they're in Australia. We need to educate migrants that, you know, you're in Australia, there's people here to help you and guide you into the right direction.
Sinabi din ni Davey Nguyen na ang mga nakakabatang migrante ay nagsisimulang gumawa ng mas malaking interes sa kanilang opinyon.
A lot of the old school thinking is that, especially from the Asian background, a lot of parents don't want the kids going to politics. They just think that politics is not that great for a career. They prefer their kids to be doctor, accountants, anything but politics. But I think it's changing a little bit. And now I see there's a lot of push for our younger generation to get in to the political arena.
Si Sophie Kotsis naman ay miyembro ng Parlamento ng New South Wales. Anak ng isang Griyekong magulang na migrante, kasalukuyan siyang nanunungkulan bilang Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism ng Partido Labor. Inaamin niyang ang pagtira sa isang bagong bansa ay isa sa pinakamahirap na hamon sa buhay ni naman at nasasabik siyang makarinig mula sa kanyang mga nasasakupan tungkol sa anumang problemang hinaharap nila.
My parents came to Australia in the 60s. My parents came with very little English, very little opportunity, and all they had was just to work hard and to build their life and encouraged us to work and get an education. There is an opportunity now because of our democracy that you can have access to your local MP and not to be afraid at all to reaching out so then we know what are some of the services that are needed in our emerging communities.
Idinagdag ni Sophie Kotsis na maraming bagong dating na humahanap na impormasyon mula sa kanilang lokal na miyembro ng komunidad tungkol sa pabahay, kalusugan at edukasyon. Pero may mga iba pang issue na nakakaapekto sa kanila, lalo na sa mga migranteng babae.
Domestic violence is a big issue and it's one area where people do come to me and raise these issues with me and we work together with organizations in how we can better educate and inform new communities about reporting, about support services.
Si Daniel Mokhi naman ang unang Australianong may dugong Indian na nahalal sa Parlamento ng New South Wales. Inaamin niyang inabot ng ilang panahon bago siya nagkaroon ng boses sa politika.
I've been serving now for nearly 3 years and in the course of that I've come to learn a lot about how to effectively talk to politicians, how to make your point, how to take a campaign into the parliament, how to make sure your voice is heard.
Sinabi din ni Daniel Muki na dahil sa karamihan sa kanyang mga araw bilang miyembro ng komunidad, nagdala ito ng maraming issue sa kanyang atensyon. Idinagdag niyang mahalaga para sa mga bagong dating na maunawa ang lahat ng Australiano ay tinatrato ng pareho, ganuman sila katagal na naninirahan sa bansa at ang politiko ay nagtatrabaho para sa kanila, hindi ang kabaligtaran.
So this morning, for example, I had a group come and see me wanting to talk about affordable power and what it means to have your electricity bills rising, particularly if you are a new migrant who aren't used to being able to shop around, who come from a country where there's only one provider of energy. Towards the end of this week, I'll be meeting with a group of parents who are very concerned about how kids with disability are treated in New South Wales schools, whether or not they have the same rights, the same experiences, the same levels of resources as kids without disabilities.
Ang pagkakaroon ng opinyon sa Australia ay hindi lamang tungkol sa pagsasalita sa isang lokal na miyembro ng parlamento. Ayon kay Professor Murray Print, mahalaga din sa mga bagong dating na malaman kung sino ang tamang tao upang dalahan ng reklamo at kung sino ang responsable sa kagawaran ng gobyerno.
You need to know that state parliaments deal with certain things and federal parliaments deal with certain other things. So there's no point going to your federal member of parliament and asking him or her about solving a problem with rubbish removal, for example. That's the domain of local council.
Para kay Dave Nguyen, ang pagiging kahalo ay nakakatulong sa mga lumalaking komunidad upang manirahan ng matagumpay sa Australia.
In many ways, we want to attract those people who have the heart and the passion to actually go out there and make a difference in our country. Because at the end of the day, if our country is great, then the people will be great. And the whole overall harmonious of everyone working together to achieve that goal, then to me, the end result would be that Australia is a better country for everyone.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.